Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, it is unfortunate that we're continuing to talk about crime in South Africa, but these things are important. Well, we don't need to talk about load shedding because we have just been informed that there's no load shedding today due to Eskom's year-end function. We apologize for the inconvenience. That is Eskom. Right, they're having their... No, I'm joking. But this is a meme that's going around. It says, notice no load shedding today due to Eskom's year-end function. We apologize for the inconvenience. Right, so we can't talk about load shedding. Shedding because there is none, so we do need to talk about another important South African aspect, and that of course is crime. And what we did want to talk about is the high number of hijackings that seem to be happening. I believe it is common this time of year, but we wanted to speak to Mark van Jaarsveld. He's the Chief Executive Officer at Community Active Protection at CAP Security. Mark, a very good morning to you, and firstly, well done and congratulations on your Jewish Achievers Award. That was morning, absolutely astounding and really, really well deserved.
Thank you so much. And to you, you were nominated and you do such important work.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was nominated. I didn't even know about my nomination. So somebody said to me, you know, you were nominated. I said, no, I actually didn't. But anyway, so yeah, but either way, well done to
you
for that. Let's just talk about what is happening in terms of crime, because sometimes, because we live in these so-called CAP areas, we are a little bit maybe naive, maybe protected, which is, of course, a huge blessing, but at the same time potentially dangerous. So we don't really know what's going on in the country in general.
Yeah. But I think it's obviously always an important topic in front of mind for everyone. You know, this past week and a bit, the police released official stats, you know, for this quarter, and quite alarming increases nationally, you know, in some of the most heinous types of crimes. Murder, robberies, were virtually all up. So, you know, I think thankfully from a CAP point of view, we can report a reduction year on year of 10% in the violent crime space. So across the board, always very difficult to generalize, but across the board, we've seen a reduction in violent crime, but hijackings remain a concern in areas that are, you know, closer to Alexander, certainly in our footprint. So those are problematic and, you know, have increased of late quite substantially, but more, as I said, on the outskirts of Alex, so immediate areas around that, Bramley, Corlick Gardens, parts of Marlborough, etc.
What is the main motivation behind it? And obviously we know they want your car, but is it the car being used for parts? Is the car being resold? Or is it being used locally, exported? Do we have that type of information?
Yeah, so generally, you know, again, there's always specific instances which would go against the grain, but generally speaking, what you'd find is that cars that are difficult to steal, you know, potentially will be hijacked. So if there's, and obviously can be hijacked for a variety of different purposes,
right.
Where criminals may wish to use that for further commission of crimes. So if you think of things like cash in transit heists, truck hijackings, generally there'll be more high-performance powered cars that would be required by that particular group. So depending on what the purpose is of why the car is wanted, obviously will drive, you know, the demand for it. So, you know, if you look at your, you know, generally I get this call quite often, people say to me, you know, is a Toyota a high-risk car? Truth is, it's a high-risk car from a vehicle theft perspective, but not necessarily from a hijacking risk. And that is just simply, it's easier to steal than it is to hijack.
You know, so
criminals aren't stupid. On the balance of risk versus reward, you know, if they can steal the car easily, then they wouldn't necessarily go and hijack it.
Right.
I hope that makes sense.
No, that does make sense.
On the other side, your more luxurious vehicles, specifically, you know, like your Audis and your Mercs and your BMWs, are generally a lot harder to steal. So if there was a need for that vehicle or a demand for that car, you know, like I said, for you know, further commission of crime, or maybe it is a potential buyer for that vehicle, which, you know, seldomly does happen in that space on those luxury end cars, then yeah, that would be hijacked.
And do we see an increase? I always recall reading that this time of year it becomes more of a problem. Is that still the case?
So I think generally, you know, crime fluctuates. So whilst your violent crime numbers may, you know, again, in CAP communities may remain relatively stable, what does happen is sometimes your, you know, your house robberies will be slightly higher, or your hijackings will be slightly higher, and other types of crimes will be slightly lower. So it does kind of deviate throughout the year. And it's driven really by, you know, the criminals that are in circulation and what they specialize in, you know, or, for example, an increase in demand, which can be driven by a number of factors for cars. So that will vary. I don't think it's correct to say that towards the end of the year, you know, you would see hijackings increase necessarily. That does happen, but sometimes it's also not true. So, you know, I think those factors. I think also what's important is when people speak of crime generally and, you know, into the December holiday period, increasing, it's not the violent crime that increases. We see quite a marked increase in your, what we term softer crimes. So, you know, your theft from motor vehicles, your house burglary residentials where no one's home and everyone's on holiday, and you come home and you find your house has been burgled and you can't really put a point, you know, when did this happen over the last two or 3 weeks? So that type of crime escalates quite substantially, and the violent crime actually deteriorates quite substantially because there's no one here.
So interesting.
You know, as people migrate to the coast, so the criminals also go on holiday or also go home, or, you know, maybe will follow the masses.
Which is nice. I mean, they do need leave, surely. I mean, nobody can work all year round.
They're not too different to us.
Right.
Except they've chosen perhaps a career that we wouldn't necessarily agree with. Not necessarily. We wouldn't agree with.
Right. So give us some tips. What should we be doing? Should we be avoiding driving through certain areas if we can do that? What practical advice would you share with our listeners?
So from a hijacking risk perspective, I think the risk is significantly higher in Johannesburg around your informal areas. You know, so on Louis Botha Avenue closest, you know, kind of moving towards the Alex Bramley environments, those areas you are at risk in your high-end luxury cars, or even in some cases your smaller cars. So avoid those areas. Try avoid, you know, Marlborough, London, those types of roads. And then as you extend off those arterials into others, you know, roads like Kelvin in Morningside, South Road or Foling, those are also riskier than, you know, driving in the heart of Glen Hazelwood, you know, Sunny Road, for example.
Right.
But just be aware. And I think, you know, in order for you to be hijacked, you have to be stationary. So either that means you'll be targeted at a robot, okay, or it means that they'll try to force you off the road and block you, which happens, you know. So either like on ramps or off ramps to the highway where there's like single lanes. I'm sure you've seen some of those videos posted on social media. You know, so those types of environments, the advice I always give my family and people in general is one, you know, 99% of preventing crime is just being aware. So if you're aware of your surroundings, if you're aware of cars that are pulling up alongside you, then like rushing ahead of you, you know, if you can identify that early enough, you can take the necessary evasive measures, you know, create distance, slow down, do all of those types of things. So just people have to try and build a general level of awareness so that they're not immune to what's happening around them. And from that, if you pick up anything that you feel is just not right, you know, take immediate defensive, you know, action. So like I said, slow down, create a greater distance between you and that car. You know, if you can turn around, turn around. If you can turn left, turn left. You know, so try to break up an ability for them to isolate you. And call us straight away, and we'll dispatch the relevant authorities and obviously ourselves as well. And probably the best example I can give on that type of awareness, and I think I've given it before on air, is, you know, we had a resident of Glen Hazel who used to walk every single morning at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to walk generally the same route, and she used to report in, you know, people that she saw that were suspicious. And one morning she called in these two fellas, and, you know, the teams responded. And when they got there and they got out their car, these guys started running away. And after a very short chase, they arrested, found firearms and, you know, all of that type of stuff. And when I got a hold of her, I said to her, like, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, 3rd Avenue in Glen Hazel, like, what made you call those two guys in as opposed to the other 50 or 60 people that you saw? And she said to me, no, Mark, they were the only two who never had a bag.
Wow.
And she was so in touch with her surroundings that she realized, like, these are not workers. These are not guys going to and from work. They were walking differently, but never bags.
Amazing.
You know, so it's that level of awareness that we need to develop and we need to build. It doesn't come naturally, unfortunately, to everyone. But I think that is the most important thing, because all of the other things that happen off that happen off, you know, you having identified the problem.
And
early.
Could have stopped it in its tracks. Mark van Jaarsveld, Chief Executive Officer at Community Active Protection at CAP Security. Thank you for your incredible work.